Blog Talk Radio.
General Quarters, Security Condition 3.
HQ, Security 3, sir. General Quarters 3. Intruder alert. GQ3. Intruder alert.
Intruder alert. Intruder alert. God, I don't hope we don't have an intruder. I haven't heard a thing out of the dogs. So let's find out something from Joe Symes and the Loving Kind, our favorite band from Liverpool.
Excavate beneath the kitchen
floor came upon a shocking sight that nobody'd seen before.
Nobody, nobody, nobody'd seen before.
Lying within their earthly bed, many sets of human bones. Skeletons without a head, identities unknown. No matter how they tried,
no one could erase.
The faces on the underside of that place, revealing
each time more and more.
What a watch keeps revealing strange faces in the floor.
Hear tell that it's well in
Veronique Chevalier. I tell you what else you're going to love. You know, Madame Perry likes to bring you some unusual things, different kinds of music and sound and spoken word. If you like this and you want to go another level and do podcast, there is a podcast I've just found. It's called Comcastro. Comcastro, and you're thinking, what does the name imply? Well, I know of Comcast, and actually when I think of Comcast, I think of a former boss of mine who you might have read about in my blog, Memoirs of a Misanthrope. And every time he mentioned Comcast, it was preceded and followed by much cursing, weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth. And, of course, Castro, dictator of Cuba. Now, you put those two together, and you know what? I'm not even going to try to explain it. I could. Don't think I can't, but I'm not going to explain it because I want you to go to their website, comcastro.com, and read about this fantastic show. Comcastro is a daily talk show podcast hosted by Maximus Groves. They have guests from every field, letting their guards down and digging into the guts of every topic imaginable. That's no joke. They're intelligent, they're irreverent, funny, and philosophical. I bet they can talk better than me. Intelligent, irreverent, funny, and philosophical. And the conversations there take on a life of their own. Now, some of their notable guests, you want to know what kind of people they have? All right, how about Rachel Haywire? She's the founder of Trigger Warning. A psychedelic therapy researcher, Neil Goldsmith. Florida Libertarian U.S. Senate candidate, Augustus Invictus. And actor Matthew McCall from iZombie and Tomorrowland. They've also had cybersecurity expert Richard Steinen, who is the author of Surviving Cyber War. They also have a lot of comics on there too, including one of my favorites, Chris Matta. And if you're going to be hitting the Dragon Con in Atlanta from September 4th through 7th, Tom Castro will be there too covering it. So you've got to check out these folks. Comcastro is just a brilliant, brilliant podcast. And like they say, it's just intelligent and irreverent. I love it. So go to their – I'm going to have a link to it too, to Comcastro, here on the page and on my Madame Perry's Salon page on Facebook. Now, let's see. It only seemed fitting to put a talk about Comcastro between – Veronique Chevalier, and another of my favorite performers who I don't think he's going to be at Dragon Con. I do know that Veronique Chevalier has appeared at Dragon Con several times, but this is song is called Pass the Tea. It's by Poplock Holmes.
It does take a moment to dock an airship. I'm not sure if you've got much experience with that sort of thing, but I'm here now, and I'm here to do a slight demonstration for you in the gentlemanly manner of chop-ops. You ever heard of chop-ops? Well, let me show you. They call me Poplock Holmes, and I don't eat washed, and I've got some bad beats. By Jove, I dropped some beats so fast they sunk the Titanic. I didn't panic. I just swam the Atlantic, and it didn't take me 80 days to make it. I'm the true gentleman, all you other chaps are faking it. Chaps I see drinking Earl Grey tea. I think you're drinking Lipton, and your pipe is empty. When I stroll to the mic, fake gentleman coward, Poplock Holmes is the only MC that's steam powered. Pass the tea, please. Pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Yes, pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Just pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. And when your cup is all tapped, well, then fill it up, chap, and then pass your tea to me. That's right. Pass it on over now. Do fill it on up first. Oh, not too much sugar. No cream. Black. Thank you, black and white. Verse 2. When it comes to pop locking, I'm the pop locking. If my lyrical pool is bottomless, I'm poppin'. I do it with style and finesse. The top hat when I drop that beat, that's a progress. And who do you think led Columbus? It was me and Ed Zeppelin. I now own the U.S. Taking it over with steam-powered beats, urban expedition and improbable feats. Chop hop rhyme ships powered by steam. So now you trust why you must pass the tea. Pass the tea, please. Pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Yes, pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. Pass the tea, please. Just pass the tea. Oh, pass the tea to me. And when your cup is all tapped, well, then fill it up, chap, and then pass your tea to me.
Or was there ever really doubt? Let it go, even if I could. So I come on by. Even though I know sure I should drive on, and maybe go on down to jail, and maybe try and drink him dry. But I keep on dreaming, keep on hoping. Maybe you're here, and I keep on trying, keep on praying that my strength ain't gonna let me down. Right the time you told me to, but I just can't take the knock. You know the fear just take a hold. I know the lights are on. But I don't know who's inside. When I walk through that door, tell me who am I gonna find.
All right. right. That was The Lights Are On by Denton Perry. Before that, you heard Lost Caravan by the band Boss Class, which is led by my friend Donnie Piku, who seems to split his time between New Orleans and Atlanta, Georgia. Before that, I believe you heard Pass the Tea by Pop Lock Holmes. You know, most of us here, most of my friends anyway, are pet lovers, and we do worry about when we have to leave our pets alone, keeping them in cold water, especially in the humid times. I'm a little close to the equator, so it gets a little hot and humid. So there's a guy named Jerry Collins, and he has an invention. It's to keep your dog or cat, just to keep your pet in cold water or with cold water available 24/7. However, he's trying to get it to the marketplace, and he's got he needs to draw up a little extra money. So I think all of us who are pet lovers will be happy to make a donation. Here's what the deal is. Jerry Collins has a campaign underway to bring a solution to the marketplace with your help. The solution, of course, being to the fact that dogs need refreshing cold water, and, of course, cats too. No matter what the temperature is outside, Jerry promises that this new cold bowl technology will keep your pet's water bowl the perfect temperature between 40 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. He's got two models. One is a corded version for use at home, and a cordless for when you're on the go. And I travel with my dogs. They're pretty much good road companions. So he calls it Tails and Chills. Tails and Chills 24/7 bowl will be appreciated by any pet that drinks from a bowl and could be especially used in environments that are not air-conditioned or that may not have access to electricity. I know about that because my air conditioning went out for a while, and I know it was rough on the dogs, especially since they're in fur coats as well as me. And then when I'm on the road with them and we're driving, we stop off somewhere, it's nice to be able to have something refreshing and cold for them. So I am going to put the link to the website on this page, and also I'm putting it on my Madame Perry Salon page. I'm also putting it on Twitter, on Lone Wolf Jen Twitter, and which is the Madame Perry Salon Twitter, as well as every other Twitter account for which I provide social media service. So anyway, come over to Madame Perry Salon on Facebook, and I will give you the information, because Jerry Collins, he's got what we need. He just needs to get to the marketplace, so we definitely want to give him support. And next, I think I told you, I've got something really strange tonight for you. It's something that's CD somebody gave me years ago, and I just think this is the funniest thing. Now, when I say funny, it's well done. You know, have you ever heard people take one type of music, one song that's very popular, and do it in a totally different style, and it still comes off well? Well, this is a group called Run C&W, and there's a little medley here, and I just think you'll get a real kick out of it like I did. I hope so.
Well, this is the very first song we ever recorded professionally with the famous archivist, Mr. Alan Lummis. We're going to try to do it for you right now, just like we did back then in front of Fred's Chicken Pick in Left Hand, Missouri.
Hey, don't do right. Tell you about a wonderful set of children's books, The Adventures of Turtle Tom. Turtle Tom is on a mission to find his way home. On the way, he gets lost and attacked by other animals. Despite his setbacks, Turtle Tom learns the valuable lesson that life is challenging, but those challenges can be overcome. This is a great lesson for all children. The Turtle Tom book series is full of hope, adventure, and valuable life lessons with wonderful illustrations and adorable characters. Join Turtle Tom as he meets all kinds of friends along the way. These books are truly special and fun. Your kids, they will love them. To learn more about Turtle Tom, his friends, and his adventures, visit TurtleTomBooks.com. All the books in the series have a great story, fun facts about turtles, a connect the dot activity, and coloring pages in the back. The books are for ages 3 to 9, but can be enjoyed by all ages. The Adventures of Turtle Tom is a 7-book series available on Amazon, as well as TurtleTomBooks.com. Also, look for them on Facebook, Facebook.com/TurtleTomBooks, for The Adventures of Turtle Tom.
That sounds pretty good, Turtle Tom Books. And I will also be posting the link to Turtle Tom Books on this page for the show, as well as on the Madame Perry Salon page on Facebook. And, of course, Turtle Tom, they have their own Facebook page, too. I'll be mentioning it on my Twitter, too, Lone Wolf Jen, and you'll find it there. And if you don't find it, ask me. I'm here to share the love. Now, I'm going to share some love with my friend, Matt Townsend.
This moon at all. What a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido was afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to part when there's no moon at all. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above.